the Bible? Is it a science textbook?
Answers with Ken Ham, best-selling author and conference speaker from Australia. Well, Ken, I studied physics in college, and frankly, the Bible looks nothing like a physics textbook. So how can you call it a science text?
During one of my lectures at a college, a student jumped up and said, "But the Bible's not a science textbook." I replied, "Well, you're right, and I'm glad about that, because science textbooks change every year. So if the Bible was a science textbook, we wouldn't be able to totally trust it." I then went on to say, "But where the Bible touches on science, we can trust it 100%. See, the Bible is actually a book of history that touches on every aspect of reality. It gives us the big picture in regard to biology, geology, anthropology, in fact, in every area of reality. When we take the big picture from the Bible, this approach enables us to understand the facts of the present. We can then do real scientific research to fill in some of the details. For instance, the flood of Noah's day gives us a big picture understanding of geology. Then by studying the rock layers in the present, we can gain more knowledge about what the flood did. Yes, nothing in real science contradicts the Bible's history.
Does the Bible teach that the earth and all life were created over millions of years or over 6 literal days? That's the theme of Ken Ham's free booklet available on our website, answersradio.com. That's answersradio.com.